I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
And it's live 2 to 6 every day on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. 1250 on the AM side, 105.7 FM, thefan.com, and the radio.com app. If you miss any parts of the Wendy's Big Show, you go to 105.7 FM, thefan.com, click on Fan On Demand. It's brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield, and you can catch every single second that is heard here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, gonna get into something that I haven't really wanted to talk about too much, and it's, I think, partially, Gary, because I just don't want to jinx how my favorite basketball team has done all year long. The Bucks still in first place in the entire NBA. They have the leading candidate for the NBA MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he sits out last night, understandably so. You're playing the Chicago Bulls at their place. Start of a five-game road trip. You're not going to have to worry about the Bulls. The Bulls came into last night's game with 16 wins, all right? I'm not that worried about the Bulls. But what I'm worried about, and I want people to help me out at 414-799-1250 or live at 1057fmthefan.com in the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox, is Giannis's knee. There's nothing to worry about, right? This is a rest night. We'll have a few more of these going into the playoffs. I'd like for Giannis to get some more rest. I think it's beneficial for him to get rest. But when it's just knee soreness gets me a little, I don't know, it gets the hairs on my back of my neck standing up. And I'd really like to make sure that this is nothing for Giannis's knee. He's 24. He's the first 24. Player that I've ever followed or covered that is younger than I am.
Here's why Gary's assessment is intelligent. When you get this kind of knee stuff from jumping and bouncing around, that's when that fadeaway jumper comes in like Michael used to have. Or the 18, the 20-footers, or even a 3-foot, you know, you don't have to go 3-pointer. But now you can save your knees by, you know, a nice little soft jump shot. But to me, anybody in your 20s, it really ain't knee soreness. You don't need to play against Chicago. Come on.
So you're saying I got nothing to worry about.
Nothing at all.
He needed
nothing
a day
wrong, Giannis. Okay.
Works out well.
Nothing. He's fine. He's a tall guy. You remember Yami had to stop playing, didn't he, Gary, for his feet?
Feet, yeah.
Tall guys have issues like that. So I'm good with it. I want him to get rest. You gotta rest him. You gotta rest him because you're gonna make a stretch run for the next few weeks. Then you remember we had the guy on from Boston. He said, "We'll see you in May."
John Grandy,
I thought about
play
that. I said, man, he said it, man. That's when the playoffs start to get down and dirty.
That's second round or conference final time.
It's going to be tough. So I didn't overreact when I saw he had knee soreness. But he's had knee soreness before.
Right. And that's why I am a little bit hesitant.
Oh, you think it's something to it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know because we haven't been told.
A lot of people.
They've limited his minutes all year long. Now, that's Bud's system. That's Bud's style. He wants to keep his guys ready and fresh.
Hey, man, listen, I think he's fine.
Gary, the guy that just had a new knee put in, is there anything here?
Oh,
or am I just
nice.
Freaking out about nothing?
Well, I think, because Leroy talked about it too, I think he's had knee issues already.
And he's 7 feet tall. I'm right. 7 foot tall. He's going to, his joints have to be stretched.
Right.
There's got to be an issue.
So I think, you know, when you look at And I don't know if it's just soreness or what, does he need a day of rest, but we know that there are some knee issues with him and that I thought we had read somewhere that they may cut his career short too. So maybe they're just babying him. They give him time off where they think that he needs and so he can be fresh when they're ready
to
go.
Ice.
So what's your question, baby doll?
Is there anything to freak out about with Giannis'
not right now.
Knee soreness?
No, I think there's more to freak out about Jimmy Nelson than it is Giannis.
Oh, that's a good point.
That makes me feel better.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we could have put that on the docket. Which one would freak you? Which one freaks you out the most? Yeah. Maybe we'll do it at 5.
Yeah.
Because people,
the
more freak out for me will come from Jimmy Nelson than it is from Giannis.
Yeah.
Until I see Giannis start sitting out some real games, then you know, right now,
top opponent.
Good.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they're playing the Chicago Bulls.
I mean,
I'm not that worried about the Chicago Bulls. Right. The Bulls are awful.
Right.
But last night, you see what a Bucks team without Giannis is.
Well, we know what it is.
Yeah.
But they got a win, though.
They did get a win. Absolutely.
That's all.
And it was on the road.
Yeah.
And it's the start of a 5-game road trip. Right. And we'll have the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after each of those games. Next one coming up on Wednesday night against the Sacramento Kings. And then Friday against Leroy Butler's Los Angeles Lakers.
That's the one he needs to be fresh on.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah, what's up, my brother?
I'm going to be hosting that night. You're going to call in and we're going to talk Bucks Lakers?
Let's do it. Cool. Wait a minute, what time that going to be now?
The game starts at...
See, I made him commit before I told him the time.
The game starts
at... We got you on tape, cuz.
At 9:30 Central.
Did he just drop a cuz?
He did
That's
just drop
guy.
A cuz.
That's my guy. I got a... I'm an old man. Mandela, I watched the first half. I'm asleep, cuz.
Mandela even used it in the sentence right, too.
Yeah, he did.
Just threw it in at the end like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Mandela's a smart guy, man. That's why we call him the professor.
So I would rest him until the Lakers. I would.
So you'd sit him down again against Sacramento?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now what I'm hearing here, and
that would give him
like
almost four or five days straight rest.
I like the idea to give him as much rest as possible going into this stretch run. You're 2.5 games up in the conference.
Right.
With now, as I do my math right, 22 games left to play.
That sounds about right. We'll go with that.
How many of those 22 games are you willing to have Giannis sit down for?
That's a good question. It all depends on who they're playing because you want to give yourself a shot to win.
They got the fifth easiest schedule in basketball coming up through the end of the season.
They won the series with Toronto and Boston.
And Toronto has the easiest schedule through the rest of the season.
Well, that concerns you a little bit. But if I'm the Bucks, I'm going to rest him. There's nothing wrong with his shooting, you know, nothing wrong with his arms or wrist or anything like that. And the other guys are doing well. Mm-hmm. I want to see more guys anyway. I want to see more of Ersan because he missed a lot of games. You know, you just got, you know, DJ Wilson off the bench moving around. It's good to see him. I want to see with Chris Middleton, can you be a legitimate one somewhere else? You know, I want to see these guys take shots. I want to see Brogdon take over games. I want to see what Bledsoe does.
Bledsoe.
I want these guys to know that if we get into the playoff for some reason, if Giannis isn't there, we have a plan for it. Now's the time to do it in real games. And then you need to find out what DiVincenzo, DiVincenzo. Yeah, we need to find out the Chris Woods of the world who go down in the T League and put up 60 and come up here and don't play. I need to see these guys. Because I kept telling Steve, just because these guys go down there and rip up that league don't mean you come with the big boys. You may not even play.
Right.
But they got this bench must get more minutes. Now's the time to do it. But as far as his knee problems, he's good.
Sorry to change the subject here so drastically, but we're watching the Brewers game as they're
taking
on the Padres.
Don't make that face you made no more. I know you was born with it, but change it when you make that face.
Anyway.
And Orlando Arcia just flips the ball behind his back as he boots a ball over at shortstop. Uh-huh. Goes off the heel of the glove, flips it backwards.
I think between his legs.
To the second baseman, Mike Moustakas. He looks pretty good over there, guys.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now.
Now's the time to do it.
He's a little bit more athletic than I think people are giving him credit for, too.
Right?
And David Stearns.
Because.
So did they turn two or no?
No, it was only one. The boot, Arcia's the bobble, could have been two.
Yeah, he messed it up.
Arcia's the man, though.
But Arcia's the one that messed it up.
You know,
really should go sit over here by where Steve's at.
But Arcia's the man. I don't care about the one play. He's the man.
Every time I see him.
Who's that?
Aguilar.
What's wrong with him?
Leroy, you got to see him.
He's a big joke.
Why do you got to see him?
What position would he play? Linebacker or outside?
No. He's DT.
Yeah, he's an
inside D-tackle?
Guy.
Yeah.
I'd say like a DN in like a 3-4 scheme where you need a little bit more size to you.
Leroy, he about what, 6'3"?
Yep.
6'4"? Every bit of 270 probably.
Top
right?
heavy.
all around heavy.
Yeah.
All around heavy. Yeah.
Country strong.
Yeah.
I don't know about country strong, but he's
those guys that don't need to work
he's
out.
Thick all over the place.
Like Cletus Hunt didn't need to work out. He could just take two guys and run back to the
field. What size shoe you think he wear?
I'm going to say 14.
I think he's close. Probably 14 or 15. I'm a 15.
Who?
Aguilar?
No.
Who?
Aguilar with like a 9 or a 10.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he does. We're going to ask him when we get down.
No, don't ask him.
Are
hooves,
you looking
man.
At his little small feet?
He got little hooves, man.
He can run around. Hey, listen, if you hit walk-off, you don't need
Leroy,
to run.
Leroy, how big he is don't translate to his feet. Now, you know I wear 14s.
Yeah.
I should be wearing his shoes because I bet you wear 10. No more than 11.
You think his feet are that small?
No more than 11.
How much?
No more.
You can look it up. It's on there.
How much heat can you take in the locker room if you got small feet and you're that big of a dude? You're a big joker.
Your
boy's like
killing.
Baseball locker room, they don't do all that kind of stuff. But you in football locker room, Joe gonna follow you to the shower.
He ain't lying. I mean,
you know that
the stuff
guy.
That Brett Favre used to
Joe
do, man,
you
gotta
to
watch yourself.
You football
that
locker room, you don't get followed to the shower, cuz. You know
that guy was dangerous. That guy played jokes on everybody, including Reggie White.
So they talk about you.
Yeah, you can't do that.
This is the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM.
Draw
the
line
Fan.
Somewhere.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch, intern mother plucker, Anthony Mandela with you at 6 till 6 o'clock here on The Fan. You can join the conversation. 414-799-1250. We'll be right back. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. They both played for the Green Bay Packers. I didn't. I just get to talk with them, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, but you played at Carroll College, cuz. Don't minimize what you did, son.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't minimize that. You ready to pad up, suit up. A lot of guys can't go after high school. They can't extend their career.
Sure.
A lot of guys can't.
Man, stop it. Man didn't even play competition for Muskego.
You're one of the few.
Don't try to lie to me.
That were able to go past high school. Not a lot of guys can do
kill
that.
His dreams, man. Just kill his dreams.
Had a good time. I appreciate it. Thank
did
you.
You?
I'm very proud
I
of
I can put pluck right now and get three sacks on him. Run right around him right now.
Good chance. I'd
run
put
right
him,
around
him. I'd put him into the dirt.
I could get Pierce back there to run right around him.
So, Gary, you're going down
Pierce
to the
– bad hip, Pierce?
Yeah, there's no chance. Right no chance. I've had a couple of guys Clemens. In the hallway try to. Mike Clemens would
Mike Clemens
would
run
there.
Right around you, cuz.
And he knows the form because he's been going to the combine for a while.
Yeah.
He knows how to. He knows probably how to
Yo,
turn the
knows,
corner real
yeah,
well.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
I'd still put him down.
Yeah.
So you're going to the combine. You're meeting Mike out there. I just saw him tweet out that he's on his way to Indianapolis. Where are you staying at?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm still trying to work on it. You know, I'm still trying to work on where I'm staying. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a spot. Okay.
Yeah.
You could probably call your boy Dan Dockage. You guys said that you're going to
I'm going to call Dan Dockage. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Make sure
he's probably got a couch or something.
Yeah. You get there, make sure no blue.
So here's what happened. A lot of these jokers, because I'm not leaving until after work.
And we appreciate that. You coming into work.
Right. So
you,
a lot of these jokers now are bailing on me. They're all leaving early because we got all this snow. And they're trying to get out before the snow. So I'm going to get screwed here.
So you're driving down by yourself now?
Yeah, it looks like it.
You were supposed to drive down with the boys.
With a bunch of jokers, yeah.
It's best to go by yourself. You could put on a little Marvin Gaye and just vibe
out. But because it's snowing, everybody wants to beat the snow. And they think it's going to freeze later. I don't know. I don't know how far I'm going to get. We'll see what happens.
I'll call my boy Drew Burgoyne. He'll give you
because you got all the crew from Green Bay, you know, Rod Domowski and all those guys. I mean, you know.
Name dropping. Look at him.
Yeah, but he's boys with all those guys because he goes up and covers all those games. Yeah,
I'll be following Gary on his Facebook
page. Leroy and I taped our show today with Dennis Krause, and Dennis Krause was leaving after the show we just taped. So all these guys are leaving, like, right now.
Yep.
So
you still don't know where you're going to stay?
No, I'm going to figure it out once I get there.
Make sure there's no Bentley outside when you get there.
I hope it ain't next to no massage.
No day spas. Yeah,
just
don't. If there's any day spas, don't go in there.
Go somewhere else.
Especially when especially when it says $59.99 and then tips provided or tips included. Yeah, just get out of
there. Somebody standing in the back in a little bunk bed, don't go, guys. Just stay home. Stay home.
Standing back.
Curtains you can't see through.
Yeah, no, you don't
want
to do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
13 minutes, guys. Good for him.
Lasted longer than you.
Joe did.
I had the over, and the over was set at 6.5 that I found online. Yeah. So I won. I got the over.
Hey, man, listen.
Couldn't expect much more out of
you. You got 9 more minutes. Kids are out of school, so you fit that joke in.
That's Leroy Butler.
Yeah. But I would say this, though. Yeah, but I would say this about Giannis's knee, though. I mean, until we
ice it
thank
up.
You, I appreciate
until
it.
Until it gets to be chronic, then we knows. We knows.
Oh, that's a big
then
word.
We will know. Chronic.
That means it's going to happen like every other week. Yeah. You don't know when it's coming.
No.
He sat out, and people are tweeting at us at 105.7 FM The Fan, and
hey, let me hit you with this, because yesterday we were talking about this
something.
Yesterday, and I don't want to call anybody on the morning show out Bart Winkler or anybody like that, but I'm going to go ahead and call Bart Winkler.
But you're going to call Bart Winkler.
Well, I'm not really going to call him out.
You just did.
I'm not really going to call him out. I'm just going to say this, because I called Bart yesterday
after
our show was over.
Right. Man to man talk.
Right, right, because we were talking about Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
You know. Did these guys learn
anything? Does he get any credit?
Because Bart does not believe Jason Kidd deserves any credit for the Bucks being in first place this year and the development of the players. He thinks that he stunted them.
None.
And was a hamper to the entire organization.
Zip, zero, none. And there's a lot of people out there that are like Bart.
Sure.
A lot of them.
We heard a lot of it yesterday. A
lot of people out there like Bart. Now, the reason why Leroy and I are on this show is because we're going to give you a perspective from the player's point of view. Much like when Steve and I was arguing about the All-Star game. These guys don't get anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Steve, they do it. They're on the big stage. I mean, you just don't know how, if you're Chris Middleton, how tough it is to go play with Durant.
Right.
If you're
Right. You're not one of those guys.
You're not getting invited if you're the sixth guy off the
bench.
Right.
And so you have to go prove yourself. It's hard. Even though there's nobody guarding you, it's all mental stuff that you got to go. So then, you know, Steve, they're going to go ask Steve Novak because he played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a football guy. But it's all relative. Steve Novak goes, yeah, it's, you know, there's something to that. There's some pressure there. Fast forward to what I'm about to say about, what's his name?
Giannis?
No.
Bart Winkler.
Bart Winkler.
6 to 10, part of Chuck and Winkler.
I like, and they got a great show tomorrow. You guys should listen to it.
Really
those,
is fun.
Those guys are awesome.
I like it. He was playing a joke on Gary, though. It was funny.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. You got to listen to his show. Award winning. Got to listen to it. No matter what coach you have, no matter how bad your coach is, there are some coaches that have qualities that you can learn and pick up from. And most folks don't understand that. Folks that I should say that don't have never played the sport before and that have never really been coached before don't get it. Forrest Gregg probably wasn't the greatest coach in the world, but I learned a whole lot from Forrest Gregg.
Because you can learn things that you're not supposed to do.
Daryl Rogers, right? Well, not even that, but there are some other good qualities too. Daryl Rogers was my head coach in with the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted out. He said one day, what a coach got to do to get fired around here? Okay?
Really?
Go look it up. Look it up. Google that. Look it up. Yeah. What does a guy got to do to get fired around? He said that after one of the games. Daryl Rogers. Learn something from him. Folks, I think that just don't, they just want to think what they want to think. And I hate doing this, folks that don't have never played. I hate doing it. I really do. But sometimes I have to bring it back in context of that it is so untrue. If you thought Jason Kidd didn't teach these guys nothing, that is totally, totally untrue. I get if you guys don't like him. It's fine. You don't like a guy.
Sure.
But to come out here and say that these guys haven't learned it, these guys are telling you what they learned from Jason Kidd. They told you that, and you're still going to say no. Crazy.
After 1985 through 1988 and a disappointing 18-40 record, Rogers walks in and is quoted as saying, "What does a guy have to do to get fired around here?"
See?
Well, I thought you were making that.
No, because
the one I thought he was making up when he said his uncle was a cowboy.
No, my uncle is a cowboy.
I thought that was all hyperbole.
My uncle was a cowboy. Yeah, man, it came out the game, guys. Hey, I'm ready to go, man. Come on, man. Y'all right. Did somebody write me a check?
Suck, man.
Did somebody write me a check? Money. These guys ain't good. These guys ain't no good, man. And then Coach, then Fonts, Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts.
Ended up being our, you know, he was really the head coach. Coach Rogers was just there. Hell, he was doing.
But when you are in a situation like that, we talked about this with Jason Kidd yesterday, but I like the fact of what Kidd did in the first few years, and one thing that people didn't like, and it comes back to Giannis's knee soreness, is He ran these dudes into the ground.
I'm sure he did.
He was running them 39-40 minutes a night.
That's what he knew. And Forrest Gregg was like that too. That's what he knew. Vince Lombardi. That's how he was.
Sure.
That's how he. But time had passed him by. But that's all he knew. Up downs like 400-500 a day, and one at one practice and one sit because your tongue be hanging down your throat out your mouth.
I remember we had
out your throat out your mouth.
We had
about 4 or 5 years later, I come out there and I see Leroy and them. In short,
he said, "You guys going to practice? Y'all going to the swimming pool?"
Right. So there was no such thing as pearl pads when you were playing. Huh? Just tops,
oh, no.
Shoulder pads, helmets, and shorts.
They were doing. Were y'all doing 2-a-days or 3-a-days?
We were doing 2-a-days.
Okay, because some of the guys used to do 3.
But Leroy and them, I think Leroy and them, some of their late practices or their second practice, I think they were just in shorts.
Yep, shorts, helmet.
I saw Sterling out there with tennis shoes on.
Yep, sure did. Sean Jones never wore cleats in practice.
Yeah.
Never?
Save it for Sunday.
I called my boy Steels. Yeah. I said, "Steels, you can't believe what these boys out here doing right now."
Yeah.
Running around in their underwear.
Yeah, pretty much.
Number one on defense, though.
So
now on Friday, though, it was very competitive. Very
right,
competitive.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, allegedly with bad money, you know, number one offense, red zone, number one defense, red zone, and you just get after it. You know, there's a lot of brother law going on, though. You
there's
don't have to take them to the ground.
But, Leroy, how about this?
Very competitive.
Because we had full go on Friday.
Oh, no one of y'all ain't winning.
Short yardage and goal line. Full go.
That don't make no sense.
You guys were doing, and then a couple, I got
full
to imagine, there
go.
Was full go inside run.
Yes, sir. Short yardage and goal line, cuz.
9-on-7.
Full go. 9-on-7. Short yardage and goal line. Full go on Friday. Full go.
And that's the worst drill ever because
then
these guys are going
then
downhill.
Then a lot of guys start complaining, right? A lot of guys start complaining. And then Forrest eased back on the Fridays. And then one day he thought that he just tempo wasn't what he thought it was. He yells, "Scrimmage!"
What?
And all the equipment guys jumped in one of them tractors. They drove up because we were no way down there. They drove all the way back up to the locker room. Brought all our clothes down, pads and everything. We had to get dressed right there on the field. Full go.
Wow.
Full go.
See, I just don't get that.
He is just a different kind
full
of animal.
Go.
Man. I love these stories
full
that
go.
He tells.
Full go.
See, because when I started playing in college, it was the start
so ask
of
me what cutting. But ask me what I learned. I'm going to let you tell you a story. Ask me what I learned.
What'd you learn from that situation?
The guy had a competitive mean streak in him. That he wasn't going to be last no matter what, and he wanted to outwork the next person. He wasn't going to be out. I mean, if it wasn't the case, he wasn't going to be outworked.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going to be outworked.
And that's something that you take into this job as well.
Yes, wasn't going to be outworked.
Right.
Try to be here every day, on time, ready to go.
First one in, last one to leave.
Despite what you got going on at home, don't matter. Here, with us.
Yep.
Where you need to be. And we'll figure it out from there once you – yeah. So all these people – now, if you don't like Jason Kidd, you don't like him. But I'm telling you right now, these guys learn a lot from being coached by Jason Kidd. Is Budenholzer a better coach? I believe so.
But you don't get to this point and be ready to be coached by a better coach if you don't necessarily learn those lessons.
Absolutely.
I like that. And it's understandable because, I mean, there are – you don't appreciate only playing 32 minutes a night – when you haven't ran for 40.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't understand how much that's going to help you.
Right.
You have
no idea.
Come play all the time until you have something to go on.
Now, I would say this. When I went and watched Lee running practice, though, their practice structure, it was.
Oh, yeah. It's all timed out.
It was tight.
Yep.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
And
tight.
Back then, Gary, the media was never kicked out.
No.
They didn't care.
They're on the field.
Yeah, you read down. Yeah. Okay.
So when we go this year, we're not going to be able to be on the field.
They got a yellow line because you can't get past the yellow line. They got
Gary
cones.
Can get by that.
They got no, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
So
I think one time they told one time they told Clemens to get back. Told Gary,
oh,
you can
did.
Come on.
Yeah, he did.
He was hot.
Clemens could not have been mad.
He was hot.
He was real mad.
We're standing side by side, right? We're outside the yellow. We're standing.
Why did they do this to Mike?
I know. He was not
Leroy
happy.
Was there.
He was not happy.
Tap him on the shoulder. You got to get behind the yellow line. And he just he just looked at me like a lost puppy. Like, you guys not gonna tell Gary he's gotta get behind it? Yellow line.
It was so disrespectful.
So how much is that gonna happen when you guys are down hanging out at the combine this weekend? Probably not much.
Mike and I are gonna hook up. Well, of course, I believe tomorrow morning, maybe about 10:45. I believe LaFleur talks, and then
perfect.
Maybe like 1:45.
I get what he told Dennis, though.
Somewhere in there, Gutenkunst.
He said, Dennis, what time does Mike McCarthy talk?
Yeah, I definitely. What? Come on, Mike McCarthy's my guy.
Well,
man.
Yeah, man. I get
for a long time. Mike,
I know he's there's a little bit of a learning curve that goes into this thing, man.
Well, Mike's my guy. I mean, Leroy and I have a really personal, good relationship with Mike.
He is
McCarthy.
Excellent.
Yep.
He holds a American Family Insurance. Speaking of, he has a American Family Insurance golf tournament, used to.
That's
every
what
year.
You were the first one to say that.
Every year.
And he didn't have it, and Gary said, you know
something
what?
Ain't right.
I didn't see this in the media nowhere. Gary out of the blue said, I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, something ain't right.
Because he didn't do the golf tournament. And I'm talking about raising
buku bucks.
$200,000
in Madison.
One weekend.
Yes.
Because it's a golf tournament, then a huge dinner. Ooh, baby Todd, you would love that food, cuz.
I don't know why you gotta keep talking to me about food, and then
I'm just
still
saying
won't,
it was good.
Still
you know
won't
what
tell
it
me
is?
I can go
Every
to the
time.
Wedding.
It was good.
It's stations.
Oh man, so they got like different spots
where
you
want,
go and grab a little
go
something
where you
here,
want,
a little something
you
there,
want to go. And just hang out. If yes. you want carbohydrates, go hang out.
Yeah.
But if you seafood. Want like one of these veggie plates, you got to sit down by yourself. They bring it to you.
Yeah.
I don't
seafood,
mess around.
I hate those people.
I don't mess around with the seafood stuff.
It was probably one of the best.
I hate healthy people.
I don't mess around with any of the seafood.
They try to flaunt it in your face.
What?
Healthy people.
What?
Vegans.
What?
Just
what the
vegetarian.
Fuck?
They try to look all healthy.
I have no idea, man.
And they just, I'll take
about?
The vegetarian dish.
Actually, I'll go with that. I
want to hang out over there with the meat.
Right, I went on a dinner and girl orders zucchini noodles. Who's eating zucchini noodles, man?
Yeah. I make cauliflower pizza. I had to hear that one day. You can make the crust out of cauliflower.
You got to stop, man. Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt, Leroy Butler, soon to be named 2020 class of the NFL Hall of Fame member, and Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. We'll talk to Eric Name of The Athletic coming up in about 10 minutes.
Gary, you be nice to him now.
As the Bucks get up on a five-game road trip. No, actually, I think we should be okay with Eric because Sparky's the one that was yelling at him the last time.
Well, they take turns. Sometimes, Gary, you know, get a look.
Well, don't get into Eric like that today, all right? And we did solve the mystery that Gary Ellerson does have we found a place for Gary Ellerson to stay in Indy. I was worried, man.
Yeah.
I didn't want you out staying in the car in the cold. I was worried about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So we got you a place to stay.
Yeah.
And,
is it some kind of seniors unit, like for old people stay? Something like that?
That's your guy.
I'm just asking.
Did you just hear what he said?
What?
Thought we were putting you up in like a senior living care.
Oh, he ain't got his headphones on. It ain't one of those
hear
like
you talk, fool.
Well, why you say what I said?
Sit right there.
I'm in Sparky's chair.
Nobody
really
calls y'all
me.
Like that.
Yeah, fool. I can hear you talk.
I'm just saying, though. I want to make sure my boy in the right spot, though.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, no. He's good. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah,
you
good.
Like your new spot? You like Sparky's spot?
I like it better when I can see you straight on instead of at an angle.
Yeah, because you weren't talking into the microphone before. It was a little tough.
I'm trying to see the TV and still talk.
Well, you got that side profile view right now, see?
I like to be straight ahead.
Yeah.
See, when I'm from Rami.
Straight ahead, you miss a lot of straight ahead. Right, you get this.
But
side.
I can't see the Brewer games.
Yeah. Well, you ain't missing much.
I may go back to my spot. You just commentate for me.
Anyway,
I just want to see
ahead.
Corey raise that bat, but I'm good.
So, guys, I wanted to get to a little something in the NFL earlier today. I saw the story come across, and I don't know. This could be blown out of proportion. I giggled. It made me laugh that the San Francisco 49ers have elected who they're going to use their franchise tag on, and it is a kicker. They're going to franchise tag Robbie Gould to make sure that they can keep him with Kyle Shanahan's unit out there in San Francisco.
I'm going to tell you why God is good, okay? God is great because Chicago released their kicker.
Cody Parkey, yep.
Robert Gould is at the game. And per Dennis, my boy Dennis Krause,
yep,
helped me with these numbers. Since he's been gone, the kickers have missed a bunch of kicks. But where he's been, he's only missed a few. So I'm not surprised that they, because a lot of people say, why would you do that? Because the number's, yep, not real big. Mm-hmm. What is the franchise tag number?
The franchise tag number for a kicker or punter is projected just more than $5 million
for one year. Yeah. And remember, they got a lot of money tied up in Garoppolo. They're, mm-hmm, trying to put together a deal.
Richard Sherman as well.
They're trying to, he got a good structure on his contract. They're trying to put together a deal for both Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. At the same time, John Lynch, now that's a blessing, okay? You're in the booth. Come here, run the team. Here's your budget. You run it. Mike Mayock.
Yeah, when are you getting that deal?
Hey, man, come on. I'm stuck here in the snow. But
that doesn't seem fair.
That is, you know, I wonder what he's saying right now, though. Because Chicago should have just kept him. Robbie Gould, to me, kicking in this kind of weather. And last year, kickers had a bad year, baby Tausch.
Yeah, they did.
Kickers last year had a bad
and Robbie Gould
year.
In the last three seasons has made over 96% of his kicks.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the dude's best in the game right now, so I get it.
If you're Chicago, you just missed one.
$5 million bucks?
But so how about this? Leroy, what's Ron Wolf, the guy that he resented or hurt the most that he didn't re-sign? Do you remember who that is?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's on the tip of my tongue.
Punter.
Yes. Yeah.
Craig Hendrick.
I just talked about it. He was one of my best friends on the show. Because we talked about...
Did he go to Seattle, I think?
Seems like he was one of your best friends.
Yes. He went... The Packers drafted the kicker fifth round, right? Scott. And we were talking about this on the show, that what kind of year the rookies had or whatever, and they used a top pick on them. But kickers had a bad year. And I said, listen, a punter is a defensive stat. One of my best friends was Craig Hendrick. He was one of my best friends. Not only was he a superior guy, but we'd say, hey, Craig, I need that thing inside the 20, cuz. He said, what you want it? How much hang time you need? I said, I want it in that corner. Make these guys go 80 to 90 yards to score. Don't shank one and make them got to go like 60.
Were the punters always the weirdest dudes on the team?
No, not on our team.
Not on our team either. I mean, our kicker, Al Del Greco, was a cool dude, too.
Yeah, he was. And
hit
a
that
golfer.
Ball now.
Great golfer.
Hit that ball.
Oh, really?
Woo!
Well, all the best golfers are people don't do anything.
He hit that golf ball. I can't wait to see.
For 20 minutes and they go play golf.
Ryan Longwell hit that ball.
I'm excited to see how you can hit the ball once we get down to Phoenix, Arizona, man.
Yeah.
Because we're right there.
Right next
He's
to
a little
right
rusty, so yeah. Don't expect much. Here.
Maybe a quick nine before we start up wall-to-wall coverage. 10 hours. Wow, my math is that bad. 10 hours of live programming going to be coming your way in just a couple of short weeks from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, you know,
Bill Michaels, Big Show, Spring Training Live, straight through.
When you, in the break, I'm curious to see who Lynch could have put this franchise tag on. Who are they not? They're just going to let somebody go free that's a good player. I don't know who that is. But to do that, they're letting somebody go free agent. They probably could have put that tag on.
I don't know.
And just signed Robbie Gould to an extension.
But if it's a position player, like you said, they think that they're getting Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
They're going to be the team that's going to try to make a run.
That's like getting a new patio door and new windows from Pella Windows and Doors. Guys, that's platinum.
Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Guys, they're there to make your job run smoothly. And don't worry about the cold, Leroy. The Pella team's installs.
It's back. The whistling sound is back. It went away for a while, but now for the next few days, that whistling sound is your money going out of the window because you will not put the right windows in. It's just costing you money. These guys are waiting for you. If you're in the Brookfield area, I think you should just swing by. Let me go in and see what's going on. I hear Leroy and Gary talk about Pella windows and doors all the time. Let me see what I can see. But if you can't go because of the weather, just go to PellaWI.com. You know, you can chat with somebody on there and just kind of talk to and get somebody out. If you set up something 24 hours, to your house trying to sit down and do a deal. Let me give you the number if you're one of those old school guys that like to just pick up the phone and call. 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you.
Eric, name of the Athletic, calms me down about Giannis's knee soreness. Next, Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's the Wendy's Big Show, and it's live on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, writes on The Athletic for about the Milwaukee Bucks and covered a Bucks win last night, 117-106 against the Chicago Bulls. He's Eric Name. Yeah. Eric, we were talking a little bit before you came on here that I am still a little bit I'm just getting the slightest bit concerned about the knee soreness that Giannis has. Is this anything that could possibly linger throughout the playoffs?
Man, that's a tough question. I would say the big thing with Giannis is this is something that he's dealt with now we're going on 2 or 3 years at this point. So I don't think it's anything that anyone is surprised by. I know there were a couple out-of-towners last night asking, like, who knows before the game, like, oh, is this something that, you know, Giannis is concerned about or anything like that? And, you know, like, I don't want to say people that the organization or Giannis isn't concerned, because obviously it's something very clearly that they're managing and something that they're aware of before the season and, you know, something that they knew that they wanted to manage. And there's going to be, I think, a number of games from, like, between the All-Star break and by the time the season ends. I think there's probably, to me, just looking at the number of back-to-backs they have, the games against crummy teams that they have, you know, I think there's probably 4 or 5 games, including last night's game, where they're going to try to get Giannis a rest and try to get that knee, you know, just kind of manage it a little bit and make sure if there's a night that they can get him off, they'll try to have him take off for that night. So I don't know how to kind of say any of that, because I don't think this is nothing. I don't think this is just, hey, you know, we want to get Giannis off his feet. I do think there is, you know, a knee to actually manage, and the Bucks have managed that throughout his career across the last couple of years. But I also don't want to say, like, this is new or surprising. Like, so that is kind of the part that gets a little bit difficult as far as how you try to classify this injury.
Right, because I think at first we heard about this a couple of years ago, this would be a chronic kind of an injury that he would have to deal with. And I don't know what the injury is, but whatever it is, he would have to deal with for the rest of his career.
Yeah, and I don't think anything on that has really changed. Like, I think all of that is going to stay the same. And again, they try their best not to give too many details about
right.
because that's their prerogative. They can do mm-hmm. whatever it is that they choose. But, you know, like, I do think there's been a number of games in the last, since the All-Star break and a few before the All-Star break, where, you know, like, after the game, while Giannis is in his locker, like, you can feel, you can see him feeling his knee and massaging his knee a little bit. And, like, you can tell, like, there is a little bit of wear and tear there. And I just remember it as clear as day when he came back from his first All-Star game, what would that be, 3 years ago now. I remember talking to him and just being like, you know, do you kind of feel tired still? Like, he didn't actually get a rest, and he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm exhausted. Like, if you have the All-Star break, you don't actually get any rest. So that was his first All-Star break. I remembered asking him last year, you know, did you find a way to manage it any better? And he was like, yeah, I just didn't do anything other than the things I was required to do. And I asked him again when he returned this year from the All-Star break and was just like, you know, how did it go this year? And he was like, well, you know, it's never actually going to be a break. It's just going to be, you know, less wear and tear than you normally have. So, like I said, I'm not going to be shocked if he ends up sitting 4 or 5 games between, you know, from the time they return from the All-Star break to the end of the season. And, you know, if you kind of go through and look at some of the back-to-backs, I think they have 4 back-to-backs left this year. And, you know, there's a couple times where they have some bad teams. I think there's probably like 9 or 10 games where you could see, oh, yeah, that's a spot where they could rest them. I'm not saying they're going to rest them for 9 or 10. I'm mm-hmm. just saying that when you look at those 10 games, you can kind of pick and choose and be like, okay, that's that's a bad enough team. You can get away with resting that one. Okay, that's a back-to-back. You don't want to have him have that strain on his knee. Like, you can kind of see where there'd be some spots with that the Bucks will decide to sit him down.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know if you ever encountered this, because I know you don't talk really bad about the Bucks, but and this is not really a bad thing, but I have said often or tweeted out, listen, if Giannis could find like a consistent jump shot or three-point shot, I said he could be the best player ever. I mean, ever. I mean, better than Michael Jordan. So and I tweet that out. And every time I do that every so often, there's a collection of people who likes to say, well, Gary, Giannis just scored 30 points. He just grabbed 11 rebounds. And I think the people are kind of narrow-minded because, yeah, he's doing that, but can you just imagine what it could be like? Do you get any slight from that if you would say if he could get a developer three, how many points? Because he was doing 30. If he can get a consistent three-point shot, the sky's the limit what this guy could be like.
Yeah, I think the tough part is, you know, people are always very protective of their guy, right? Like, hey, Gary, you're not giving him enough credit for what he already does,
right,
or whatever it may be. And
yeah,
that's not at all what you're doing. You're just saying that, you know, there's a difference between being a multiple-time All-Star and being one of the all-time greats in the history of basketball. Like, those are two very different categories. Like, the Bucks have had players that have been multiple-time All-Stars. They've only had one guy that's in the conversation for one of the greatest players of all time in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So
yeah.
I would agree that there is definitely a difference. And, you know, I think the interesting thing talking with Giannis about it, and, you know, this has kind of been my pet theory for a little while, I guess probably 2 or 3 years now. But, you know, I think kind of how all of this works is when you have someone that does as many things as Giannis and it tries to get better in so many facets every year and can affect the game in so many ways, he doesn't necessarily zero in on the jump shot right away because, well, he knows that, you know, if he can get better as a playmaker, that's going to help his team even more than the jump shot. And if he can get better on defense, that's something that he can do now without having to solely focus on that jump shot. And, you know, I just always think back to when LeBron went to Miami, all of a sudden he became a 45% corner three shooter, catch and shoot threes, he was shooting 40%. Across the board, he was starting to flirt with some of those 50, 40, 90 seasons. And it was just a spot where, to me, he had some of the weight taken off his shoulders, that it wasn't, I have to be all of these things. So in the summer, I need to work on all these things. I just need to find a way to play with Dwayne Wade a little bit better. So to do that, I'm going to work on my jump shot. So I think that there's probably, to me, it's always been, you know, I always circle like year 8, year 9, where Giannis is going to have to start thinking about, okay, how do I, you know, get even better? I've kind of maxed out all those other things. And, you know, talking with Giannis in the past about kind of how he views his development as a player, he feels that he has a long ways to go as a playmaker yet. I know last year, I think he put himself at like a 6.5 as a playmaker, and, you know, he's getting better and better at the passing and doing all those things. So I think that's the stuff that he focused on, and I think when he can say, like, you know, as a rebounder this year, he's probably a 10. He's putting up 13 rebounds a game. So, like, that part, he's good. Defense, I think he's feeling like he's in a spot with the 8s, the 9s. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now's the time. I'm so good at all those other things. Like, now's the time I'm going to make sure I get this jump shot. And, you know, I think people can argue about whether or not you should flip the order and you should have got the jump shot right away and then worked on all those other things. But I think you can kind of see from his perspective why it's work on those other things first, get really good at those other things. And then all of a sudden there's just going to be, you know, a couple summers where he's just like, I'm going to be a good jump shooter and get that figured out.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, you said a 50-40-90 guy, and that's Malcolm Brogdon right now, 22 last night. And the talk, when we have it here on the show and the phone calls that we get and the reaction we see on Twitter, seemingly everybody going into this offseason is asking, well, how much money is Chris Middleton going to make? At this moment, how much do you think Malcolm Brogdon's going to get as a restricted free agent? Obviously, the Bucks can match any offer that he gets, so in that sense, you're not as worried about it, but he's got to be making himself a bunch of money this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple questions that kind of sit over Malcolm Brogdon and his impending restricted free agency. First off, you have to look at his age. So he's 26 years old. right now. And when you look at Chris Middleton, you think, oh my God, Chris Middleton has been in the league so much longer. He's surely so much older. And, well, you know, Chris Middleton's only a year and a half older than Malcolm Brogdon. So that's the first thing, is that, you know, this is going to be his first chance to get a contract. This will be the first time he's out of his rookie contract. But in his year four NBA season next year, he's going to be 27 years old. So that comes into play. Like, how close is he to his prime? Does he still have a lot of more improvement to go? You think about that. The second thing is his foot. His foot has been kind of red flagged since the moment he came in the draft. I know Gary Wolf on these airwaves talked about it the day that he was drafted, I guess around that draft time, that was a report that was out there, and it is. Like, people are worried about one of his feet, and he's had problems with it, and that's a concern for a long-term signing. Like, you know, NBA guys and problems with their feet, really any athlete and a problem with their feet is dangerous. That's not something you want to invest in long-term. And then after those two questions, you have to ask, how good is this guy if he's the second option on the team, if he's the third option on the team? And, I mean, at times this year, I think you could say he might even be the fifth option out of those starters. Mm-hmm. Like the nights where Brook Lopez is really going, all of a sudden you have Giannis, Middleton, Bledsoe, and Lopez all in front of Brogdon. So this guy's putting up a 50-40-90 season, but he's doing it as the fifth option on the team. So how does that translate to another team? I think there's going to be a team out there that probably gives them, you know, around $15 million a year. Maybe it bumps up even a little bit higher than that. But I think with those questions surrounding him and just the fact that he's never been, you know, one of the top three guys on a team, that's going to deflate his market a little bit. But still, that is significant for this Bucks team when you're thinking about Bledsoe in the 18 to 22 range, when you're thinking about Middleton in the 28 to 30 range. Like, there's a lot of questions for this Bucks team.
Yeah, because, Eric, they got like 22 games left. So you think they're done improving their roster, or you think they're just kind of have an open mind to see what happens out there, or if there's anybody else need to be picked up, a shooter somewhere, or you think they're dead set on this roster and it's the roster that they can get to the finals?
Yeah, I mean, they signed Isaiah Cannon to a 10-day yesterday, and a lot of that was to cover for George Hill and the groin injury that he has. And to me, that's kind of the question that lingers over this team is they've been incredibly healthy this year. They just haven't really dealt with any sort of serious injuries. They've had some lingering ones and some smaller ones, but they haven't had serious injury problems. And, you know, with Hill going out, they bring in Cannon, and he had his two threes that he took last night, and that was nice. But, you know, if you take out Hill, who starts to play backup point guard, and, you know, you can move Malcolm Brogdon over, but do you feel comfortable there? If Brook Lopez suffers an injury, okay, who's going to play center now? How are you going to get through all of that? And again, maybe you can slot Nikola Mirotic over, but you're still going to have to deal with some big body guys in the Eastern Conference and Joel Embiid and Marc Gasol. So you got to kind of figure out, it really is difficult. You're never going to be able to guess who's going to get hurt or how that's all going to happen. But, you know, you do have to look through this roster and think, okay, where are we most thin? And what are we going to do here? Because, you know, you could have Cannon get through his 10-day contract and then sign someone else for the rest of the year, and maybe that's your guy. But, you know, they got to think through kind of what those very small weaknesses. Obviously, this team doesn't have a lot of them, but there are maybe a couple spots where, you know, maybe you need just a little bit more depth.
That's Eric Name of The Athletic on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, enjoy that California sun. Soak some in.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to soak so much of it in.
There he is, man. We'll talk to you next week.
No doubt.
All right, sounds good. See you guys. All right,
buddy. That's Eric Name of The Athletic. Bucks on a in the middle now of a 5-game road trip. They'll go out to the West Coast, Sacramento, and L.A., also Utah and Phoenix, and all of those games. We'll have a post-game show, the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show, presented by Screamin' Sicilian Pizza, right here on these airwaves, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and theradio.com. Have all our guests join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. You get $60 million to play with. Offense or defense? Answers next. Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.